Many of Atlanta's murals are courtesy of Living Walls. The organization was founded in 2009 with a mission to change perspectives about Atlanta spaces through street art. And since then, the organization has invited artists from all around the world to paint our streets. Actress and artist Danielle Detweiler is the recipient of Living Walls' first Laura Patricia Caillé Grant, dedicated to Living Walls' late program director. I spoke with Danielle about what she's doing with that grant. It's a performance art piece called Busted Open. We were joined by Living Walls Executive Director Monica Campana, who told us why Living Walls developed this grant.
So there's two parts to it. The personal one, which was to continue to honor Laura. She died when she had just turned 26. And I knew that she had way more work to do. She was an amazing person, an activist, and she, most importantly, was a woman with opinions. She had things to say. She wanted to change things. And so the grant was started as a way to continue her legacy and her spirit. And it all happened at a time when I was changing the way that I wanted to continue Living Walls. We have been doing a lot of work since 2010, which I'm very proud of, but I feel like we have to change and mold to the times and be reactionary to everything that we're seeing nowadays. And I think it is important for us to make it a mission of ours to elevate voices of people that are usually not represented, to fight for immigrants' rights, to fight for social justice, to fight for cultural diversity, which we have in this city. And so that was everything that Laura believed in. And so it goes with what the direction that Living Walls wants to take moving forward, and it was a way to honor my friend.
And why is Living Walls moving beyond murals?
Because it's just boring to continue to do murals. The world's changing. I'm changing. I'm growing, and I wanna express myself differently too, and create opportunities for people that and artists that I wanna work with, like, can do amazing work in the public space. So I think that choosing Danielle's project as the first recipient for Laura's grant made so much sense. It's the most unexpected project we could have chosen, because you would think it would be a mural, right? And it was more than, you know, let's do the expected thing. It was, this is exactly the voice we want to elevate and what we want to promote. And yeah, it just clicked.
Danielle, on City Lights, we've spoken with you before, and that has been from your perspective as an actress on the stage. Mm-hmm. Your performance art actually began with a rapper persona. What was that?
it actually was in a piece I did at Spelman College's Black Box Museum, which was called Dispossessed, and I did this triptych. And I was just looking for all of these different ways to express myself, wanting to write but not being really a playwright. And Didi Shio just kind of erupted out of my need to express my voice as a woman in the culture that I have come up in, which is hip-hop. And so I started doing a mixtape, and then I did another mixtape. Mm-hmm. And then I said, how do I fuse this with the other mediums that have been developing myself as an artist in it? Performance art was just that space. It was that space of abstraction and play, and I could bring everything that I am to it and be able to, you know, vocalize things that are important to me.
And bending the perspective of gender norms in hip-hop seems to be one of your specialties. Why have you focused on that?
It's just been the thing that's been pivotal to my development so far. The woman's voice is not pedestalized in the way that the man's is. In the hip-hop culture, there are plenty of women who are rappers and who have things to say, who are influential behind the boards to performing, to marketing, and all of those different dynamics. But I've just needed to show that, you know, our gender is very vocal and influential in the culture. you know, that's just been a part of the academic work that I do also, looking at sexuality and gender. And I needed to bring that forward in the artistic work that I do, coming from my own perspective.
On your upcoming project, Busted Open, the description of the event calls the Black woman the champion of civil disobedience. Would you please explain that?
I mean, it takes place at Auburn Avenue, at Auburn Avenue in Hilliard. And you know that SCLC office was right there. And we all know that Black women have been the foundations of these organizations. Like SCLC, like a number of the more prominent civil rights organizations of during that time. But SCLC was happening, you know, in the 90s. And I volunteered at SCLC when I was in middle school, and my sister and my brother, and we came up in that space. And I was just like, there are women all over this space. There are women all over all of those different organizations. And yet the men are the ones who are lauded for years and years. So I always feel that it's important to shine a light on those people whose voices have always been present, yet they aren't always seen.
Well, you're talking about women who were active with those organizations. The first example that came to mind when I read about your statement and a Black woman as a champion of civil disobedience was Rosa Parks.
Extremely, yeah. And let's keep going, you know. And I just heard today where there's a film coming out about the Black Panther Party, and the Black Panthers ended up being 70% women at a particular time. And they were doing all, I mean, civil disobedience, feeding children, mm-hmm. taking care of the community. Black women have been there doing this hardcore work, and people need to see the impact of that. What does that mean mm-hmm. that you don't know that this body is doing this work? And so my work seeks to show that in multiple ways.
The idea of work has also become central to your artistic practice. Would you tell us about the central question of Busted Open? How do you benefit from the work of Black women?
Oh, geez. I mean, I go back to my grandmother. I go back to my mother. These are women who had to do different things so that I could be here. My grandmother worked at a chicken factory for 30-something years until she retired. So that paved the way for my mother to be able to do what she needed to do. My mother said, I'm going to Atlanta. Okay, my mom came to Atlanta, and she began to bear her children. And she said she wanted opportunities for us. And so she basically paved the way for me to be an artist. She put me in the spaces that I needed to be in, and she worked administrative jobs. And my grandmother continued to be steadfast so that she could help, you know, when my mother needed help. And so these are women who hold the line. We're talking about, like, just being on the front line or being in the back of the line so that you can, so that everybody can do what they need to do, be them daughters or sons. And so labor, the work of the body is so complex because it's not just physical, which is, these are the themes that I'm exploring. What is the physical labor of the body? What is the spiritual, emotional, sexual, domestic? I'm looking at the complex nature of labor through all of those descriptors in order to get to pushing the value of the work so that people can see the impact of all of that work on that body.
There will also be one-on-one interactions with audience members.
Oh, yeah.
Danielle, performance art can make a lot of people uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to break the wall between performer and audience
in
doing that?
For sure. I, you know, my work is for film and TV and theater. I'm not in directly engaged with the audience. You know, you have the audience react in theater. You don't necessarily see the reactions for film and TV. You've already done the work. But in performance art, let's get even more uncomfortable. And you're uncomfortable, I'm uncomfortable. These aren't actions that happen for me daily. So there has to be all kinds of ways for you to push human beings to question themselves and to push myself to question myself as an artist. And I am. I'm trying to get to every inkling of the sphere so that I can, you know, navigate everything about it. And I want to intimacy is a big deal in our community. I mean, things change with social media. Things change with how we interact, how we talk. And so to be touched or to be challenged in an intimate space, that changes the dynamic of how you feel about humanity once you encounter something like that, especially with a stranger.
Monica, a sense of place and understanding of said place are immensely important for public art of any kind. Danielle will perform Busted Open on Auburn Avenue. With this piece, and generally, how does art activate a location?
Well, we were actually there about a week ago, and we were canvassing the location to meet the neighbors, to really understand it a little bit more, because when you go down Auburn Avenue, it's so different than Edgewood. And I've always been very confused to why it seems like two different worlds that are both next to each other and they're in the old Fourth Ward. But Edgewood is this hip place where all the young people go and hang out, and Auburn is a little forgotten. And you forget, too. I forget sometimes as well, you know, that there's, aside from history, there's people right now, currently new history, new immigrants living there that are making that space home, and it's actually so vibrant. So walking around it last week and meeting the neighbors and introducing the project to them, I was, one, super surprised that they were excited for the project, because I was a little scared. So it's going to be this performance. It's a one-on-one thing called Busted Open. It's about Black feminism. And, you know, I was expecting for the older folk that lives there to be confused. And it was the complete opposite. They were very engaged and excited. And then I get to this cigar shop owned by this Cuban guy. And I'm like, and then there's this Puerto Rican guy there. And there's all of these, like, Latino men there. And they are so excited for the project. And I'm like, where am I? And so I'm going into a space where I'm already assuming, right, this is a very historic place for Atlanta because of the places that exist there and the movement that was created there. Mm-hmm. But then I'm going back there to find this whole new, like, history being made in the neighborhood. And now I'm really excited to see what's going to happen during the performance, because I'm inviting all of them, and I want for the Cuban guy from the cigar shop to come, and I want from, like, the lady from the hair salon right next to it to also come, who's a much younger girl, and they're all excited. So I don't know. It's I'm constantly amusing myself with what is creating a sense of place. Places already exist. I think that we're not creating them. Mm. We're just simply highlighting them. I think that it will be arrogant for us to say we're going to create a sense of place. We're just trying to connect people in that space right now.
Monica Campana, Danielle Detweiler, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.